Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, devoted to Monday Night Football. The Dallas Cowboys looking like the 85 Bears last night. Competition probably has something to do with it, but still, great performance from Dallas. Crediting Jerry Jones for rebuilding a house that he burned down. I don't necessarily get it. And I do think it's too little too late for the Cowboys. I like the Eagles coming up on Sunday. And I told you why, and I think I'm right. The Raiders need to fire Pete Carroll and really, really, really go in on rebuilding. They desperately, desperately need to do it. Coming up in 20 minutes, we will talk some New York Football Giants and their rookie running back who was at Monday Night Raw last night. Good stuff. And the Bills-Texans game on Thursday night with major playoff implications in the AFC. Femi and I will break down the biggest college football games coming up next hour. All our bets for tonight will close the show. But joining us right now on this terrific Football Tuesday is our good friend, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the one, the only, Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's going on, Stink? Welcome back.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Hope you guys are doing well. Just a little fall cleanup, lots of leaves in the yard. So I'm out here working today, and so I'm not on video. I told Bill, listen, man, I'd love to be on video with you guys, but my wife will not let me in the house right now.
All right. So there, listen, as a married man, I certainly know how that works. I totally get it. We have a bunch of big topics, Stink, to get to with you in this interview, but let's start with last night with the Dallas Cowboys, because like, they did play really well in the game. And we can actually have a conversation now whether we think it's likely or not, and like the betting market thinks it's very unlikely. Can Dallas make a run towards the postseason? Like, I don't think so, but that doesn't mean that they can't. Where are you at on the Cowboys, Stink, following last night's game?
Yeah, I would put that on those odds at slim, but we know offensively, man, they've got some weapons, and Dak Prescott, I've always been a big Dak Prescott guy. I think Dak can really play. I think he is a professional quarterback. And, you know, as long as he's healthy, I think he gives you a great chance to win. And then, obviously, kind of rebuilding some of that defense, the trades they made. Could it be done? I think it's very unlikely. But, hell, they've got some building blocks, and you never know going down the stretch who's going to stay healthy, who's going to get injured. So there's a chance. I think it's a slim chance, but a chance done the same.
All right, for the Dallas Cowboys to make the postseason. Stink, I am guessing you either, I don't know if you're a big wrestling fan, but I'm guessing you saw the clips, right, of Giants running back Cam Scadabaugh, who's out for the season, at Monday Night Raw last night at Madison Square Garden in New York City, getting into, like, obviously, like, wrestling is not real, but some of the physical activity is real, and I'm a wrestling fan, just so the audience doesn't jump down my throat, the wrestling fans in the audience. And Scadabaugh gets pushed by Dom Mysterio, and look, like, it's not like he's really getting, like, punched in the face or anything, but, you know, Giants fans kind of look at it side-eyed. And then you had Abdul Carter, you know, the Giants' third overall pick in the draft, like the rookie pass rusher, you know, gets disciplined a little bit on Sunday's game for sleeping through a meeting last week. When you see all these things happening with the Giants, and they just fired the head coach, does this speak to some sort of organizational dysfunction for you? What do you make of it? Do you like it? What's happening with the Giants?
Yeah, that's, see, I my own, you know, sense and sensibility, like, I wouldn't put myself in that position, especially being injured, being a rookie, like you said, slept through a meeting, and being that you guys aren't very good. See, I just, like, that for me would be like, no, I can't do that. I can't go there. So I get it that, you know, I get it that life goes on and you go out and you have dinner and you do some of those things, but I would always err on the side of, as a player, like, I am not going to open myself up for criticism. I just refuse to do it from the standpoint of I've got to be as professional as possible. I'm not saying that they're not professional, but it's just a bad optics, you know.
Do you think that's unprofessional
when you're losing?
Do you think it's unprofessional for Scadabaugh, he's out for the season, to be on Monday Night Raw getting into a physical altercation? Siri, that's what happened.
Yeah, I don't think it. I mean, it's all fake. So, you know, and I'm not a wrestling fan, so your fans can come after me.
But he has a broken ankle. He got pushed with a broken ankle.
Yeah. Wait, did he get pushed to where he had to hold himself? Like, I didn't. I saw them, you know, mixing it up on the rail, but I didn't know it, like, to the extent of what happened. I would just say, hey, you've got to live your life. You got to go out there. You got to do those things. I get that. That's fine. But I am not. I'm just one of those guys that would never put myself in, whether I was Cam or whether I was Carter, I would never put myself in that position, especially considering you guys aren't very good.
What'd you think of Shedeur Sanders' NFL debut on? What'd you think of Shedeur Sanders' NFL debut on Sunday, and your expectations for him this Sunday against the Raiders?
Yeah, I mean, it was awful. He looked terrible, and, you know, and I think that you look at where he's at right now from a professionalism standpoint. I mean, he's going to have to prepare and get ready to play. Listen, man, like, I worked with Deion a little bit. I spent a couple days up in spring ball when Shedeur was there, and there's no question Shedeur can throw the ball. He understands offense. He gets all that stuff. It's just a matter of being a professional, and that's what it comes down to. You're going to have to be a professional. Now, you get the lion's share, all the one reps and all that kind of stuff. So I think that a lot of that, when you're not getting those reps, it's hard to come in there and play well. But at the same time, I don't really care. When you're called upon, you've got to take mental reps. You've got to do everything you can do to get yourself ready to play. And then you got to go out and you got to perform. And so he's going to have a chance to go out there and hopefully play well. But, you know, I think at this point, like, just watching him, I don't know that he's ready to play at this level yet.
Did you think he was an NFL caliber quarterback when you saw him at Colorado? Obviously, I know you're an Idaho guy, but you're obviously plugged in there in Denver. Know a lot of people who are close to that situation. Do you think he was an NFL quarterback when you saw him in college football last year?
I think he's got the skill set. Yeah. In regards to throwing the ball, absolutely. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, you know, all the questions about professionalism and all the questions about, you know, his draft process and not wanting to work out for teams, or, you know, there was reports about him not really studying the playbook when they gave it to him to answer the questions and all those things. And those things are the things that, you know, will come back and bite you in the ass if you're You know, if you don't do that stuff, this is like, this is professional freaking football, man. You got to be, you got, it's as much from, it's more, not as much, it's more from the neck up than it is the neck down. And the guys who perform in this league, the guys who play for a long time in this league, can understand what the issues are, can see the issues, can process information, take it through their eyes, process it quickly, and then go out and perform and, you know, instantly see something and instantly react to it. And you can't do that if you're not prepared. You can't do that if you haven't studied. You can't do that if you haven't taken all the mental reps and all the physical reps and all those things. So he didn't get the physical reps last week, but certainly didn't look like he was ready for the moment.
I guess we'll see if he's ready this Sunday when they take on the Cleveland Browns. This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champion, color commentator, NFL on Fox, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. How about the game we saw last Sunday? The Denver Broncos beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Denver now has big control of that AFC West division. Two-part question for you here, Stink. Are the Kansas City Chiefs going to make the playoffs? And then the second part, are the Denver Broncos legitimate Super Bowl contenders?
So, first part, are they going to make the playoffs? I still think they're better than Houston. Having called Houston last week, Houston's exceptional on the defensive side. They're very challenged offensively. I don't know that C.J. Stroud coming back is actually going to make any real difference for the Houston Texans. So, I think that Kansas City is better than them. They both sit at 5-5. And I actually think Kansas City is probably better than Jacksonville. I just don't, at this point, think that Trevor Lawrence has really gotten to the point where he is he can be trusted, that he is, you know, that he's a legitimate legitimate threat at the quarterback position from the standpoint of being able to consistently throw accurate footballs, consistently make the right decisions. So I think there's a lot of question marks in regards to him as your quarterback. So I would still think they're better than both of those teams. So I think I think they have a chance to sneak in as a wild card. But you know, I still 5-0 in one score games this year, for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's an issue. And so ultimately, and this was a huge game. I mean, they knew what they had in store. They knew that this was effectively for the AFC West, that they didn't win against the Broncos coming off a bye week where Andy Reid is 21-4. If they didn't win against the Broncos, their hopes of, you know, of winning the West was going to be over. And certainly it looks as though it's over. So I think, you know, I think those are big things to talk about. I think those are big deals. But bottom line is, I still think the Chiefs, when push comes to shove, will find a way to get themselves in the playoffs. As far as the Broncos are concerned, man, they've got a legit big-time defense without question. And think about this. Like, they missed their starting running back who's out for the season in J.K. Dobbins, so they really didn't run the ball. And they missed their middle linebacker, Alex Singleton, who is the right-hand man of Vance Joseph when it comes to calling the defense and understanding what they're doing, and, you know, is the green dot guy and the best cornerback, arguably, in all the National Football League. And they held the Kansas City Chiefs to 19 points, 5 of 16 on third downs, and they were phenomenal. And I'll do a breakdown on tomorrow's Stink of Truth podcast on third downs. Vance Joseph put a masterclass together in shutting down an offense on third down. And part of it was, I mean, he just used the strategy of, I'm better than you, and I know it. My guys are better than your guys. They lined up, I think, to my count, it was of 16 third downs, 14 of them were man-to-man coverage. And they said, we're better than you. Bring it. And it was, I mean, it was glorious to watch, man. They executed. They were awesome. And like I said, shut Kansas City down, only converting 5 of 16 third downs.
Should the Las Vegas Raiders fire Pete Carroll?
I would say no, they shouldn't fire Pete Carroll. But they have got to have an influx of talent without question on both sides of the ball. And then I think you've got to look at some of the questionable – I think you just got to look at the hires, right? They just need a professional O-line coach. They need – and they need more talent up front on the lines of scrimmage. I think you took over an organization that really – like, it just is really – there's a dearth of talent there overall, offensively and defensively. And so I think you've got – this is not a, hey, rah-rah, Pete's going to fix it. This is going to have to be Pete, along with your general manager, what is it, Spytek over there, and some hard decisions on who you're going to keep, who you're going to let go of, and the direction you're going to go. They just have, like I said, a dearth of talent, and they've got a lot of work to do. And the hardest thing sometimes is to admit it. You just got to admit you're not very good and that you've got a lot of work to put in, and this may be, you know, this may take 2 years before you get enough talent to be competitive.
What do you think of Chip Kelly in his first season as Raiders offensive coordinator in about a minute?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think that's another one. I think it's really hard for college coaches. You know, talking to Chip Kelly, yeah, I was like, what's the difference between calling a game in the NFL and calling the game in college? He said, you know, college, when you're coaching at Ohio State, you're never in third down. You know, you hand the ball off on first down and it's second down and two. So situational football in college is non-existent. The whole game in professional football is situational football. You're always in third down. You're always in second down and long. It's always a situation. And he goes, it just really didn't exist in the college game. So I think he's struggling to figure that out, even though he's coached a lot and been a head coach in the NFL on multiple occasions.
Stink, we appreciate it. Enjoy the week. Good luck with the Leaves, and we'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Mark Schlereth joining us on the show, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Femi, you ever have to rake leaves in Vegas?
Absolutely not. I bought a leaf blower a couple of weeks ago, so like we'll blow that. But like, I mean, where we're at, we have palm trees back there, baby. We're not doing the raking leaves. That's a Pacific Northwest activity. No,
yeah,
not doing that.
Yeah, there's. It's a lot of leaves on the ground here.
Mm.
People don't like it when, like, come on.
Take the phone out there, watch the game.
No, I make the money I make so I can, like, pay people to do that. Like, I'd rather pay to do it and not do it myself. Yeah. I'm lazy. Just being honest. Same. All right, we'll take a quick break. And on the other side,
we rake leaves.
We got a lot of NFL content still to hit, including the Bills and the Texans on Thursday night, and we have an injury update on Bucs star Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Allen has the assignment. Giannis driving. Can't get it to go. And scooped up and in off the offensive rebound by Kuzma.
The last thing you want to see is him even grimacing at all.
He is not moving well.
It's a growing too. It looks like you can't tell, but look, he's going right to the bench.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
ESPN courtesy of the call. We'll talk about Giannis. We have an injury update. Doc Rivers says he's probably going to be out a couple weeks. Jay, can you play the highlight again? What song is that that's playing in the highlight? What rap song is that? Dun, 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 na, na. Dun, na, na, na. Jay, can you play it here? And let's see.
Allen has the assignment. Giannis driving. Can't get it to go. And scooped up and in off the offensive rebound by Kuzma.
The last thing you want to see is him even grimacing at all.
He is not moving well.
It's a growing too. It looks like you can't tell, but look, he's going right to the bench.
Jeez, I hate to see this.
That's a Ja Rule song, right? Dun na 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 na. Dun na na na. What is it?
I don't know who. I feel like. Like I should know who this is, but for some like I can't.
I also should know who it is.
But I don't think it's Ja Rule. I don't. But it's like it's definitely from like our wheelhouse, though, like that like mid-2000s.
That's what I'm saying.
2000s range.
We're not mid-2000s. We might be like late 90s on that one. Very early 2000s. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe like 01, 02.
I don't even know like any of like the words to the song. Okay,
no.
So it's not Mesmerize. It's not always on. Is it a Ja Rule song? It might not be Ja Rule.
No, I don't think it's Ja Rule.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
But tweet us.
What you want to know? Yeah, it's a pretty famous rap song. I know that. Like, I know it as soon as I heard it. I just don't know what it is. Anyway, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I did like the uh-oh in that call. I mean, that's I think probably what everybody's thinking. This is the tweet from ESPN Shams Charania moments ago, per Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. Giannis sustained a low-grade left groin strain, and honestly, I'll just be, I remember reading Game of Thrones. I read those books 20 years ago, like literally in like 2002, I read Game of Thrones. So when they were announcing the show, I was like way ahead of the curve on this, telling people for years it was going to be great. And this is not a spoiler, like Jaime Lannister in the show gets his hand cut off, right? Did you watch the TV show? Did you like read the books? So it happens in both, right? And in the books, in the chapters from Jaime's point of view, he talks about like having a phantom pain in his hand, like the hand's not there anymore, but he still feels pain. In the hands. I think like a lot of people talk about that. You lose a limb, whatever. You feel that phantom pain. I feel a phantom pain whenever I like read the word groin strain. Like I like feel pain down there. Like it makes me uncomfortable. Like groin strain. Like you know how much that probably hurts? A groin strain? It just makes me it's not great. So Giannis has a low grade left groin strain and will miss 1 to 2 weeks. It's being called a positive outcome by Shams. I buy that, actually. It could have been way worse for Giannis, and the Milwaukee Bucks absolutely need Giannis Antetokounmpo. So, one of the conversations that we were going to have if things were worse for Giannis, because the reporting last night was that he was going to undergo imaging today, like if he was going to be out like a month, like does this take Giannis out of consideration for MVP? If he's not going to play 65 games. It looks like he's only going to be out 2 weeks. So how many games is he going to miss? 5 games in 2 weeks? 6 games in 2 weeks? That's it? So this is like worst case scenario, definitely averted for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, they're going to be up against it for a little bit here because unlike San Antonio, when we'll talk about Victor Wembanyama in a second, the Spurs have, like, good players besides for Wemby. The Bucks don't really have that. And they've had, like, a couple of players really exceed expectations this season, most notably Seth's brother, Ryan Rollins. Burn it down. Miles Turner's been okay. But this is, it's all about Giannis. 32-11-7 this year for the Greek Freak. You take Giannis out of the equation for Milwaukee, and I know they had the game without Giannis when they beat the Warriors. Like, okay, that's like a one game. Like, no Giannis. Like, maybe the Warriors felt like they could coast in that game, and the Bucks got them in that one game. So now, Milwaukee has the Sixers in Milwaukee on Thursday night. The Sixers are playing good basketball. They didn't cover last night about the Clippers. That was great, but they did win. And just like, that's Tyrese Maxey's team, everybody. It's not Joel Embiid's team. That's Tyrese Maxey's team, the Sixers. Then they host the Pistons on Saturday, who are the hottest team in the NBA, have won 10 straight games. They're 12-2. Host the Trailblazers on Monday night, at Miami next Wednesday, at the Knicks next Friday. Not an easy stretch coming up here from Milwaukee. Now, it's only a couple weeks, but I think we're about to find out just how important Giannis is to the Milwaukee Bucks in this stretch coming up for them. The other big news in the NBA today, we might get the season debut tonight of LeBron James. And you remember when there was that that thought that Shams and Adrian Wojnarowski like didn't like each other, right? And maybe it's true. And Woj just retired, and Shams is now the NBA insider for ESPN. And Woj used to do that. Like, I'm sure he's a really nice guy. He did some stuff that, like, really bothered me. Whether it was, like, gambling is the devil, and, like, gambling's going to kill everything in sports, while, like, he used FanDuel, and I'll use just to say that, because it's the truth, he used FanDuel, one of our competitors for BetMGM, to, like, drive up the price to get a new deal from ESPN. So, like, he was okay with gambling with that, but then was not okay with what goes on with, like, people like you and me betting a couple bucks or whatever on an NBA game. And then we would be doing the NBA draft, right? And, like, he would try to be really clever. And he got the Paolo Banchero stuff all wrong, right? So that was another thing. Where it would be, like, you know, the Houston Rockets have zeroed in on Jabari Smith with their second overall pick. Like, just, okay, like, they're going to pick him. Why do they have lasered in. They've drawn their focus down to, why are we doing this? People think that Shams and Woj don't like each other. How about Shams earlier today? LeBron James is aiming to play tonight. Aiming. Lasered in on playing tonight. The more things change, the more they stay the same. So maybe we get LeBron James making a season debut tonight for the Lakers, as they are a huge favorite against the Utah Jazz, who are in year 78 of a 900-year rebuild. The Lakers are 12.5-point home favorites. The total is 238.5. I'm not going to bet the game tonight. I'm not betting it. This will be, as Femi calls it, a fact-finding mission for yours truly. I'm fascinated to see how J.J. Redick Frankensteins this together. And maybe he's able to. Like, I actually think he's, like, a great coach. Like, not a good coach. I think he's a great coach. But this is going to be a really tough test for him. And it shouldn't necessarily be that way, right? Like, this should be a good problem to have to solve. You've got, like, another, like, one of the second best player of all time coming back. It's not a bad thing. I'm not trying to paint it as such. But now you have three players on this roster, right? They're three best players. Austin Reeves, Luka Doncic, and LeBron James. And it's not in that order. Like, Reeves is clearly the third, right, of the three. Luka, LeBron, Reeves. They all play really well with the ball. And they all kind of need the ball to play at the max of their abilities, play at the height of their abilities. There's only one basketball at the court at any given time. How's this going to work? How's he going to Frankenstein it? Maybe it's awesome. The Lakers are 10-4 despite no LeBron. Luka's been in and out of the lineup. Reeves has missed time. Been a dream start to, like, you had told Lakers fans, Lakers bettors, you're going to be 10-4 after 14 games with no LeBron, Luka's going to miss time, and Reeves is going to miss time? You sign up for it in blood. It's not even a question. I'm just curious how it's going to go, which doesn't mean it's going to go poorly, but I don't know. Let's see how it goes tonight. We think LeBron's going to end up playing tonight. Not 100%, but we think we'll see LeBron James make a season debut tonight. And whether or not you hate LeBron or like LeBron, and he's obviously a lightning rod and people have strong opinions about him, we can all acknowledge, like, the league is more fun when LeBron's in it. It's way more interesting and more fun to cover. I hope we see LeBron James back tonight for the LA Lakers. I think that would be great. You better you bet on this Tuesday. A couple other notes from around the association. So yesterday we talked about Victor Wembanyama going to be missing time for the San Antonio Spurs, and Femi pretty astutely brought up, like, maybe he doesn't get to 65 games now to win Defensive Player of the Year. Maybe he doesn't get there. And the initial reporting was reevaluated after 2 weeks. The reporting that has come out since makes it sound a little more dire. Not that he's going to be out the whole season, but that this is probably closer to like a 3 week evaluation, reevaluation. And keep in mind, reevaluation does not mean like he's going to play after 3 weeks. It's just like we're going to look again in 3 weeks and let's see where that's at. The other thing that I think you need to consider, if you're considering betting awards, right, as it concerns Victor Wembanyama, and candidly, I think this is a Mitch Johnson conversation also, the Spurs head coach, who obviously has been like a hotbed in the coach of the year market because of the way San Antonio started. Like, J.B. Bickerstaff's the favorite now, but like Mitch Johnson can definitely win this award if the Spurs exceed expectations in a big way. And with Victor Wembanyama, you can make the case that they could do that. Without Wemby, probably not so much. And here's where I would really be concerned about San Antonio moving forward this season. If you told me that Wemby's injury was a calf strain, or excuse me, was a groin strain like Giannis has, I'd say, okay, like I think he'll probably be back at some point, like they'll reevaluate him, he'll be back. The fact that it's a calf strain, this injury is now like DEFCON 5. For NBA teams. Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard, Tyrese Halliburton, all in last year's playoffs, all like pushing through calf strains or returning too early and popping their Achilles. We literally saw it happen 3 times in one postseason with 3 star players, including Halliburton in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, which feels like a fever dream. Like, did that actually happen? Yes, it did. Thank God it did for OKC stuff. And also, I hate the Pacers. I don't want Halliburton to get hurt, but yeah, whatever. There is a 0.0% chance that the Spurs rush Victor Wembanyama back. 0.0%. They are going to err on the side of caution and then err on the side of caution's caution to make sure that Wembanyama is healthy. They will not put him on the court with his calf acting up at all and risk an Achilles tear. They will not do it. No chance. I don't think he's going to meet the threshold. I don't think he's going to win any awards because of it. And if he's out for a long time, like, yes, like Luke Kornet's a good player. And yes, the Spurs, like De'Aaron Fox is back. The Spurs have good players. Like, obviously, they're worse without Wemby. So I'm curious where they're going to be in the hierarchy of the Western Conference when Victor Wembanyama does manage to return. We can get to the Pistons at the end of the show. They're playing tonight against the Atlanta Hawks, but I want to bring Femi on here. So, like, a little bit of a different conversation, Femi, like with the new Wemby news that this is now like maybe closer to a 3 week reevaluation, the calf strain stuff. Do you kind of agree with me now with the new info that like, I don't think he's getting to 65 games now?
Yeah, that's where I would lean right now. Like maybe after 3 weeks, they find out, hey, you're all good to go. But then also that means he needs to be healthy the rest of the way as well. Like, there's still a lot of season left to go. And this is what we're already doing. And it's November 18th. This guy is the franchise. Like, he is the future for Mitch Johnson, for R.C. Buford, for everyone in that organization. It all starts and stops with Wemby. They're going to be cautious with this guy because he has the potential to be maybe be the greatest player of all time. So they're not going to risk him like, oh, like, let's have you go out there and really gun for it, especially in the year where I'm sure if they're honest with themselves deep down, they know they're not going to win the title this year. So I think, yeah, like this to me removes Wemby. And as you see at BetMGM right now, like in the MVP market, Wemby's 100-1. Like, he's not floating out to 100-1 off of just like, oh, like maybe he comes back and it's all good. No,
is he still the second choice? Is he still the second choice in defensive player behind Chet Holmgren?
He's still the second choice behind Chet Holmgren at 3-1. Like, that to me doesn't make a lot of any sense.
He's not going
to
play 65 games.
Yes. He literally is not going to be eligible to win the award. So, like you said, 24 hours ago, I thought, hey, maybe he comes back and we get him on a discount. Now it's no. If you have any Wemby out there, abort mission, I would be looking at other guys. Now you can look at Chet Holmgren, and like this is obviously a larger conversation to have as we're running up against it here. But like Chet Holmgren's not like really the Iron Man either, given his build. So it opens things up to maybe a Lu Dort or someone else on the Thunder, or maybe it's another guy that's out there on a team that's playing really well defensively. But the DPOY market, if you're betting NBA awards, that's where I would be focusing right now with this Wemby news.
So shout out just very quickly to Marcus Brock in the chat for the song is Rough Riders, What You Want featuring Eve.
Yes.
I would do some of the lyrics, but like I will absolutely get fired if I do that. So I'm not going to.
Abstain.
Da na 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 na.
Yeah,
just, dude, that's 90s, right? That's not in the 2000s. That's a 90s song.
It is 99. It's 99. I looked it up.
Yeah. All right. Thank you to Marcus Brock. All right. On the other side, a little more NBA, and we still have some news from week 11 in the NFL to hit.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Halfway point of the fourth. It's Winston. It's a touchdown, and this game is tied again. They're playing intermediate right now. Here's Winston. Loading up. Gotta hurry. Hit from behind. Ball is out. And this game is over.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox Sports, courtesy of the call, this past Sunday, I tried to tell everybody, I guess like the Packers like didn't cover, like they pushed on the closing number of 7. If you bet 7.5 with the Giants, good bet, like they covered. But I tried to tell everyone, like the Giants are not winning this game because they're bad. And it goes way deeper than just that. We'll talk about it in a second. But first, we got to tell you about our show sponsor, BetMGM. Because today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download that app. And please, gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Among the delectable sports betting content, a veritable cornucopia of it that you will consume if you do this, will be Femi's bet for the Heisman Trophy. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Okay. I put out a tweet. That should just be like the end of the point. I tweeted. So I tweeted during the greatest sitcom in the history of television, Giants offseason Hard Knocks for free agency and the draft. Do you remember the 21st night of September? I got to like stop with these music bits. I really like them. I enjoy it. Anyway, do you remember when Brian Daboll, it's the episode where they're talking about like who they want to draft at 6 overall. And they have that really funny scene where Joe Shane's like, hey, like, do you want Jaden Daniels? And Dable's like, hell yeah. Well, then you should have lost that game against the Packers with Tommy DeVito, idiot. Oh, chicken parm. So how much fun is this? Wow, it's great. Now he's the third string quarterback for the Patriots. And Drake May's a star and Jaden Daniels a star. That's awesome. Yeah, great stuff. And Dable and Shane, they love Neighbors. And they also, in that episode, Daboll interviews Roma Dunze. And they're in Daboll's office. And Daboll has his feet up on the desk like a slob. Like, I don't know if this was like pre or post Ozempic Daboll, but you're like, I don't even care if you're skinny. If you are doing like a legitimate business interview with your feet up on the table, you are a fat slob. Even if you're skinny, you're fat. You are a pig if that's what you're doing. And I tweeted, like, why does Brian, like, this is not what a leader does. And if you're out there watching or listening and you're like, oh, you're making too big a deal out of this, like, I guarantee that, like, you're not winning in life the way you should be. If you think, like, that's okay. Like, that kind of conduct's okay. Feet on the desk while you're interviewing a guy that you wanted to be your first round pick. Because you're putting forth this notion that, like, yeah, everything's cool. It's all, like, we're lazy. Yeah, whatever. Put your feet up. No problem. Come on. This is the National Football League. Do you want to win or not? Also, he got fired. How'd it go? And I tweeted, like, this is kind of like a slob move. And, like, you know, the tweet got a lot of traction when I put it out. And for some, like, last night, And 2 days ago, I'm noticing that this tweet's getting, like, passed around. Like, it's getting quote tweeted and it's getting liked. It still is right now. Like, what the hell happens here? Well, Giants fans have discovered it in the wake of Abdul Carter's discipline on Sunday where, you know, he didn't play at the beginning of the game because he overslept for a team meeting and then was like, oh, actually, well, it was an honest mistake. It's like, this is like being pregnant. Like, you're either pregnant or you're not. Like, you either slept through the meeting or you didn't. Like, that's it. Like, don't make an excuse. Like, you slept through the meeting, period. And also, Giants rookie running back Cam Scataboo, whose ankle was facing, like, I don't even know, like, what degree angle. Not the one it should. A couple weeks ago, and is out for the season, is at Monday Night Raw last night at Madison Square Garden, getting pushed by Dom Mysterio with comedian Andrew Schultz next to him. This is Mad Libs. Dom Mysterio, Andrew Schultz, Cam Scataboo. Like, what fever dream? Like, what drugs are we all on that this is what's happening? And Scataboo gets a ton of negative reaction to it, and he puts out, like, a very Gen Z tweet that starts A-A-Y-E. This is how I know I'm old. This is like my Colin Cowherd, like, if you have your hat backwards, like, you can't be a leader. Like, I used to, like roll my eyes and stuff like that, and now that I'm, the first digit of my age is a four, I'm like, oh, yeah, I think I agree. Maybe not with that exactly, but the A-Y-E, A. Like, what are we in, like, Brooklyn in 19, what is this, Arthur Fonzarelli? A! Scatabo tweets. A-Y-E. Hey, what is he, Paulie Walnuts? Oh! A. Honestly, if you don't like that I'm having a good time while dealing with a tough time, I can understand that. Then just go ahead and unfollow and casually move on. I have to tell you something. I read things like this, and I fear for the world I'm bringing my daughter up in. Because, like, I don't even blame Scatabo. Like, this is part of their lexicon. This is part of the language of kids. I mean that. It sucks. The social media age. Anyway, I'm not able to play football and have the fun I've been having my whole life, so I am doing things outside the box trying to find stuff to keep me happy. I get it. Enjoy the rest of y'all's week, and just don't talk about me if you ain't got nothing nice to say. I mean, I guess he's in the NFL, so he doesn't really need to, like, speak with proper grammar. So I guess it's okay. He has more money than I do. So whatever. All right. Like, I get it. I feel bad for him. Like, he's being vulnerable there. He's basically like, look, this sucks. I want to play football. I want to have some fun. I get it. Look, you have to understand the optics of something like this. And the optics of Abdul Carter doing what he's doing. And the optics of Brian Daboll with his feet up on the table. And you have to understand that it all goes together. That this is an organization that is rotten. And look, I've been doing this shtick or a bit or content for a long time on this show, except it's not a shtick and it's not a bit. It's how I feel. And I'm right. And I've been right since day one. Now, where's the betting angle for this? Cam Scatabo. Like, Cam doesn't understand that, like, people would be like, hey, like, dude, your ankle was facing the other way like 3 weeks ago, and now you're in a physical altercation on Monday night. Come on. Here's the betting application. Look. The Lions are a 10.5-point home favorite against the Giants on Sunday. We'll see what the Lions injury report has to hold, right? We'll see if, like, DJ Reed plays and Kirby Joseph and Terry and Arnold. You know, we'll see. Look, man. I don't know that much in life. And I mean that. Here's what I do know. This is going to be you're not at Ford Field. You're in the Roman Colosseum. Like BC. Against actual lions. And you're a human. That's the Giants on Sunday. They're not playing in Detroit. They're playing in Rome. And the lion across the field is not Aiden Hutchinson. It's mother effing Mufasa. And it's Mufasa coming from one side, and then the safety blitz, here comes Scar. Like, forget about it. I'm going to wait. Maybe the Lions injury report is bad, and, like, the number goes down to 10. Oh, God, please. I'm laying it no matter what. And it's going to be one of my favorite bets of the week. And if you want to bet the Giants, good luck and Godspeed. Just understand, your boy Nicky K might be wrong about a lot, but when it comes to his football team, as I'm now speaking in the third person, he's always right. And by he, I mean me. If you smell what the Costos is cooking, you bet on this Tuesday. All right. Bills Texans on Thursday night. We've got some movement in the betting market of this game, and I'm actually a little sad about it because I had this whole, like, great thing planned to talk about with Buffalo winning on Sunday, beating the Bucs, and Josh Allen puts on the Superman cape, 6 touchdowns. We didn't get to it on the show yesterday. Honestly, like, the Bills defense still stinks, but if Josh Allen's going to be Superman, like, they're going to be able to win a lot of games, right? I think we all agree on that. And then you have Houston, where Davis Mills has quite literally, not figuratively, has literally saved their season. 3-5 when he has to take over for a concussed C.J. Stroud, beats the Jacksonville Jaguars with a 26-0 fourth quarter, and look, like, it took until the last second for them to beat the terrible Tennessee Titans, but they needed to win, and they won the game. It's not the BCS. They had to win. They won. beat them 16-13. This is a massive game as far as the AFC playoff picture goes on Thursday night. Buffalo 7-3 at 5-5, Houston. Now, this point spread a couple hours ago was Buffalo minus 5.5. And I'm all ready to come on the show and talk about how I love the Bills minus the 5.5. And how I respect very much the Houston Texans defense, which is like a silly thing to say. Saying like you like respect a war hero. Like it goes without saying. Like the Texans defense is awesome. Of course you respect it. Who wouldn't respect it? It's silly. A dumb thing by me to say. Of course that they're tremendous. They're great defense. I think they're really good. Josh Allen plays like he did on Sunday. I'm actually like not sure it matters how good the defense is if Allen's going to do that. And on the flip side, I don't know if the Texans are the offense that is built to really take advantage of the deficiencies of the Buffalo defense, like run the ball down their throat with a terrible offensive line, even if I like rookie running back Woody Marks. And Davis Mills has been good. He's a good backup quarterback. And no matter what happens on Thursday night, he could do a Nathan Peterman game, or he could be the best quarterback ever. He's going to have a job for as long as he wants as a backup quarterback. He's a good backup quarterback. I mean that. But you would think at some point, like the clock is striking midnight on Cinderella here on Davis Mills. He's won two games in a row. The Jaguars won, pulled out of the derriere. Is it happening against Buffalo? I think the answer to that question is no. Now, Femi, do you have the board? Are there any 5.5s or are we 6 across the board here?
I see 2 5.5s. Actually, no, 3 5.5s, but 6 is your consensus number. So there are still 5.5 at a pretty prominent domestic that's heavily juiced.
I know that Femi likes the Texans in the game. He'll bet a +6. I'm looking to bet -5.5. I like the Buffalo Bills. If you agree with me, I think this is going to be 6 everywhere by tomorrow. Maybe look to lay that 5.5 with the Bills sooner rather than later. Final hour, Power Hour coming up on the other side. We will start the hour, Femi and I will, rolling through all the big college football games this weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.